Hey, daydreamers. Welcome back to the podcast. Okay, so today we're talking about guilt, okay? So guilt is so important to me. I think it is such an important lesson. Let's just dive in. I will probably do multiple episodes just on this because I think it is so, it's such a big block for so many of us and something that like we're all constantly having to battle and think about and like unpack. Okay, with guilt, there are lots of definitions of it, but I found two that I kind of think can help us anchor in. The first is a noun, and it's just a feeling of having done wrong. The second is a verb, and it's to make someone feel guilty, especially in order to induce them to do something. Okay, let's talk about that because I think this is so important. Guilt is just a feeling, but guilt is often weaponized in order to force others to do something. And if you're alive right now, you have been guilted before. You have probably felt the emotion of guilt. And often when we're feeling guilty, we're thinking the thought like, oh, I'm wrong. This is me, I'm bad, I am not good enough, or like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And when we kind of pile on, like, to that initial feeling of guilt for whatever it is that we did, whatever action we took, or whatever was perceived by somebody else as something that we did, we can start just piling it on. And that's when I think shame comes. And shame is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the conscientiousness of, like, caused by the feeling that you have done something foolish or just wrong. Okay, so kind of at the heart of all of this is something that humans love, but is highly, highly unuseful. At the heart of this is right versus wrong. Good versus bad, right? We are constantly playing with these binaries. What's right? What's wrong? What's good? What's bad? And the thing about it is, often we're not contemplating this for ourselves. We have inherited what is good and bad from our family, from our schools, from the government, from white supremacy, from patriarchy, okay? And when you have all of these people making decisions for what's right and wrong and good and bad for you, you can end up on the other side of that, like feeling like an awful person, feeling like you're not worthy, feeling just so bad, and you can shame yourself kind of like out of existence. What do I mean by that? When you're piling shame and guilt onto yourself, you start to become a shadow of yourself. You, like, think of anything that you're kind of embarrassed to do. Like, are you embarrassed to go, like, and make friends? Are you embarrassed to, I don't even know, like, talk to someone that you think is really, really cool? Are you embarrassed to, like, post something online? Are you embarrassed to try out for something, like, and try and get in, like, maybe even just, like, applying for a job? Like, that feels really, really scary and kind of embarrassing. Like, who am I to do that? All of those things oftentimes have, like, a lot of shame around it. Like, shame stops us from showing up. Because if you're ashamed, if you feel guilty about something, you feel like you're doing something wrong, most of us don't want to feel that way. Like, we want to feel like we're good people, right? Like, we want to feel like, okay, we're doing this right. We're doing the right thing. And I think this is where a lot of perfectionism also comes in. It's like the trifecta of, like, stopping you from doing anything. And so because of that, not only you might even kind of be thinking like, well, if that's true, then why am I feeling all these things? Like, I really want to do what I want to do. I want to go and be the type of person I want to be in the world. Why not just like bypass all of these feelings? Like, if it were that simple, why can't I do it? Like, why can't I just get through these feelings and just like stop feeling guilty and ashamed? And I think it's because not only has this tool like been used against us by others, we begin to use it and wield the same weapon at ourselves, like to stop ourselves from moving forward, because there is deep fear involved with change. You're going after a goal that like makes you feel like so excited and like thrilled, and like, you know, like, oh, once I get there, my life is gonna like change. Even if it's like a small change, that can feel pretty scary for people's nervous systems. And like, small changes, very relative, very personal, right, to you. So when you're in that and thinking about changing, you're gonna be scared, and your brain has the perfect tool set to make you not move forward, okay? Guilt and shame stops change from happening in the world. That's why it's our most important work. That's why doing the work of unwinding guilt and shame is so fucking important and so worth your time and energy. And now you're like, okay, shut up. Give me the solution. How do I get through this? And I feel like the answer is going to be semi-unimpressive and kind of annoying. And the fact of the matter is this. Guilt and unshaming work, like unguilting, unshaming work, is lifelong. It is a process you unwind slowly in every moment that you move. You have hundreds of opportunities, and life will continue to throw you opportunities to unguilt and unshame. So you are not doing it wrong. You don't have to do it faster. You're not, this is not a race. Like, this is a slow simmer type of moment. Okay. Let's take our fucking time. Okay. So much of our life is rushed. We don't get to rush through this, unfortunately. So one of the most important steps is to sit with the guilt, with the shame, with the humiliation, with the embarrassment, with all of that, and like hold yourself there. And literally, and by hold yourself, I literally mean we need to go and be like, of course you feel this way. You've been taught for years to feel this way. You're scared you're going to die. Of course you feel this way. You've like not belonging into a group, like, is such a terrifying feeling, because we can feel like we're gonna die. Like, that's how it literally used to be. That's how our brains evolved to see things, right? So of course you feel like freaked out, like, oh my god, I'm doing this out of the box thing and people think I'm bad, like people think I'm wrong, people think whatever they think, you know, and I'm a bad person. No, you're a great person, but it's of course you feel this way, right? Like, before you start arguing with your brain and like pushing back, like, you can just be like, yeah, of course I feel this way. Of course you feel this way, friend. Of course you feel this way. I will be that for you right now. Like, of course you feel ashamed and feel guilty. Like, the world has been designed to make you feel that way, okay? And like, once you sit with that, and you might have to come back, okay? Like, this is not a one moment experience. Like, tomorrow you might have the same exact feeling. It's like your duty, your sacred honor, to come back to yourself and be like, of course you feel that way, and I love you anyway. I love you still. Okay. Once you come through all of that, there's another thing that I kind of want to offer, and that's like, well, there's a few things, okay? One is that, let's just say you are as bad as everyone says you are. You are a bad person. You are, you know, horrible, disgusting, whatever. What if you get to love yourself anyway? What if you could sit with the pain of that and be like, and I still love me. And I still love me. And if that doesn't really resonate with you, another way I kind of like to spin it, depending on the situation, is like, yeah, I am the bad guy. Like, fuck, I am the bad guy. Billie Eilish style. Like, yeah, I'm the bad guy. Like, fine, I am evil. I am a bad person. I am the fucking villain. Like, yeah. And so what? And there's something so audacious about that and beautiful and true, right? Like, in this right, wrong, good, bad thing, you're always going to be on one side or the other to somebody, okay? Some people are going to look at you and be like, oh my God, literal angel from heaven, love this person so much. Those are the kind of people you want around you. But for other people, their story to them is like, you're evil, you're bad, you are their worst nightmare, right? And like, either way you take it and sit with it, you can own it and know that the truth is in the paradox that you are, my friend, both. Okay, let's talk about morals a little bit too, because I think this is very fucking important when you're talking about right versus wrong. Morals are basically are distinguished as like what is proper versus what is not, what is improper. And morality is just like a body of standards or principles derived from a code of conduct from a particular philosophy, religion, or culture. Or it can derive from a standard that a person believes should be universal, okay? So are morals the things that we believe are right and wrong? And like wherever you are, whatever culture you're in, like that's kind of just overlording us. And honestly, I think in a lot of ways, unfortunately for all of us, white supremacy Western society is like kind of in charge of everything, which is so annoying. And so those morals are like so strongly wrapped up in what we do. And if you are in America, Puritan values are just so deeply ingrained in the fabric of America's psyche that it's actually really depressing. I took a whole bunch of, I took like an American literature class, and this work that we did on puritanical literature, like reading journals and stuff, I don't know, profoundly shook me to my core, because all the shit that we're dealing with, we were dealing with then and will continue to deal with because of how that foundation was laid until that tower falls. So yeah, it needs to be like ripped out by the root. But that being said, all of these morals were created by people that, like, would you even want to be their friend? Like, be real. Like, would you want to be the people whose morals were created? Like, would you actually want to hang out with them? Probably not. And so I think it's really, really, really important to think about, like, what are my morals? What are my values? And those words, like, sometimes it can feel really intangible, but if you're gonna judge yourself, I think you should judge yourself based on things that actually matter to you and that you actually believe in, like things that you actually value and like give a fuck about, you know? Not what some old white man who lived in the 1600s decided we would all believe, you know, not based on some dusty book that everyone likes to pass around, not based on the 10 commandments. Like, honestly, fuck all of that. Or if you love those things, like, bow down, you know, like bow down to it. But what are you deciding to judge yourself on? So when you're being guilted by somebody or shamed by someone, you can recognize that guilting and that shaming as a paradigm that they are believing is right or like good, and you can decide if you think those same standards are right or good. Like, And one of the best ways to do this is to kind of take yourself out of whatever freaking situation you're in and put somebody else in that same situation and kind of look at it and say, like, okay, like, would I believe this person was good or bad if I knew all the information I know now, if I was like really looking at them? What would I judge them on? And oftentimes you would be on your side, you know? Okay, now let's go to the like, but I wasn't on my side. Like, I really did do something bad, Savannah. Like, holy shit. Whatever it is, okay? Let's go there. One thing that comforts me is sometimes we do bad things because we, what do I want to say? Like, sometimes we do bad things, not because we're bad people or because, you know, we're vindictive and shitty, but because we think like, oh, for some reason, we think, oh, this is what I need to do. This is what I have to do. This is what I want to do. And we make mistakes, right? Like, and now after we've gone through that experience, we wouldn't make the same mistake again, right? And so that can just like free your soul a little bit. Like, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't do that again. I wouldn't choose to go about what happened in the same way again. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. So that has always really, really comforted me. Like, when I do feel like, oh, I really messed that one up. I'm like, you know what? Going forward, I'm just not going to go there again. Like, I just don't have to do that again anymore. So this could be like something like really simple. Like, here's an example for me. Like, okay, so this is my own. And I really want to be careful when I say this, because like, this is what for me is right versus wrong for me. Okay. And it's a really small micro example. One thing for me that is kind of like a value or moral of mine is I don't drink when I'm sad. Okay, this is just like a decision I made for myself, okay? And you don't have to have it. A lot of people don't have it. A lot of people, they don't need to have it. For me, it just feels right and resounds for me. And like, mistakes that I have made when I have been sad and drunk or angry and drunk, like, I don't drink from an emotional like low ever. I just don't like to experience that. I only drink when I'm already feeling good, I'm already happier, like I'm in a very chill, calm mood. Like, that's when I'm going to have a drink, right? That's just a standard I have for myself and my own moral code. I don't need to push that on anyone else. I don't need to make anyone else do it. In fact, I don't even think other people should do that necessarily. It's deeply for me and serves me, right? And that's something that I decided to do from a place of like seeing like, oh, oftentimes that doesn't go well for others. It's just something I don't want to do, right? And you have hundreds of things already probably like this, like, you know, just things you just don't like the result of, like, oh, when I eat dairy, it makes me shit my pants. Okay, I'm probably gonna eat less dairy. That's just like a standard, right, for you. And I think that's what morals are to a lot of degrees. They're kind of like rules, and they are made up, and I'm suggesting you should make up your own. And one of my morals is that people should love whoever they want to love, as long as those people are adults, right? They should be able to do what they want to do. And that's just my honest opinion, okay? And my morals, that's like my moral code. And that's what I believe in and am dedicated to. And I don't need to explain that to somebody else, or it doesn't have to be good enough for everyone. It can be good enough for me. I think one of the most important things is nuance in this, because any statement that you're going to say to yourself that is black and white is ultimately kind of illogical, right? Because the world doesn't operate in black and whites. It operates in nuance. There is always an opposing side. There is always another way of doing something. There is always someone who might be left out by a statement that you make or think or have. And that's why it's so important to recognize that, like, even when you're feeling ashamed, even when you're feeling guilty, ultimately, you are not wrong. You are not bad. There is no way you can be completely one of those things. Literally, there is no way. There is no way that all of you is just evil, or all of you is just good. Like, there's no one who is just supremely perfect. It's just not real, okay? That's just not real. And there's no, like, supreme evil. I think there are choices that we make that can cause really horrible things and outcomes to happen to us and other people. And there are choices we make that can make and create more beautiful, loving things in the world. And there are choices that we make that are very neutral and are good to some people and bad to other people. Like, when you, anything you think about, anything you talk about could make some people hate you and some people love you. And my suggestion is that you start talking to the people who have your back, who love you endlessly, who make you feel alive. And obviously, I feel like this is a side note, like, in parentheses, because I feel like the people who are, like, still vibing and still listening at this point get what I'm saying. Obviously, always, there is nuance. There is times where we might want to apologize or whatever, but I think you've got to trust yourself to know that if you're feeling guilty because you decided that, you know what, I don't want to date men anymore and I'm going to break up with my boyfriend, I'm going to, like, become a, like, I'm going to get divorced from my husband, like, or whatever it is, if you're making a choice like that and you're feeling ashamed and guilty, like, just know that that shame and guilt is very, like, it's misguided in so many ways. And it's the reason we have pride, and we really, in the gay community, talk about pride so much, because it's kind of that opposite level. And you can be proud of yourself. I don't know. Oh, gosh, I just love you all so much. And if you're listening to this and you're feeling ashamed and you're feeling guilty, I just want you to know that I love you, that I accept you, that you are okay, that you are good enough, and that you've always been good enough. And there is nothing you can do that means that you have to reject yourself, that means that you have to say, I'm giving up on me, that I'm just a bad person. You're not, okay? So anything that's stopping you from doing what you know in your heart is your truth, anything that's making you feel like, oh, I can't do this, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. And you are beautiful and perfect just the way you are. Ugh, I love you. Okay, goodbye. I will talk to you again next week. Go do something crazy. Go do something fun. Go do something amazing for yourself. And if you want to talk about this or, like, have any thoughts, like, if this conversation stirred something in you, let me know. Leave me a review. They're so helpful. Or if you don't want to leave a review because you're like, ooh, public platform, scary, just email me. Tell me what you think. I really want to know. I love you so, 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 so much. Talk to you next week. Bye.